For big business, inflation squeezes customers but fattens profits. By Wendell Hasebo on November 15, 2021. Not everyone is feeling squeezed by inflation. Many of the biggest businesses in the U.S. have actually expanded their profit margins despite rising wages, supply chain disruptions, and rising shipping costs. Consumer sentiment has been crushed by declining standards of living and falling real incomes due to high inflation. Small businesses are reeling under the pressure of higher prices, and a record 88% say they've been hit by supply chain shortages. But for many big businesses with the market power to pass on higher costs and competition from smaller competitors ground down by cost inflation, the good times have continued to roll. Many publicly traded companies have reported fatter profit margins so far this year than they did over the same stretch of 2019, according to the Wall Street Journal. Nearly two out of three of the biggest publicly traded companies reported fatter margins than they did before the pandemic, according to FactSet data cited by the Wall Street Journal. About 100 of these have raked in more than 50% more money in 2019 before the pandemic. The large corporate profit margins during an inflationary period are just one more reminder the playing field between the elites and hard-working Americans is uneven. Rising corporate profits could become politically charged as American workers and families are struggling with paying higher prices for everyday necessities, such as rent, gas, and food. Inflation has reached a 30-year high, giving companies room to dramatically raise prices and profits. Strong demand has enabled companies to raise prices, strategist at Deutsche Bank Parag Thatt told the paper. A few of the massive companies reporting increasing profit margins are Amatec Incorporated, Sleep Number, and Tapestry Incorporated, which owns the Coach and Kate Spade brands. Tapestry's year-to-date profit margin has jumped to 14.5% from 10.7% for the same period in 2019, according to the Wall Street Journal. One way companies pass on higher costs is by keeping price discipline, which is executive speak for not offering customers as many discounts. For Coach, the rise in prices isn't really about inflation, Coach's CEO told the journal. It's about reducing discounting. Amatec Incorporated, an aerospace and medical equipment company, has increased its profit margin to 23.4% from 22.8% in 2019. In the third quarter, our pricing continued to more than offset inflation, CEO David Zapico said. We're going to stay up ahead of inflation, and I expect that to be true next year. Sleep Number's profit margins have also reportedly risen 3 percentage points since 2019. Each time we've seen this inflation build, we've taken additional pricing, finance chief David Callen explained. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo.